Captain Rickenbacker.
The exploits of American scouts and soldiers on the plains have an endless fascination to every American, young and old. Tonight I have the very special honor of introducing a fighting man of the old Indian Wars and of the Civil War as well, Corporal Leander Heron, retired Company A, 3rd U.S. Infantry, now living at St. Paul, Nebraska. Corporal Heron, now in his 85th year, is one of the few men still alive who helped in the defense of the old Santa Fe Trail. He fought, worked, and played with Wild Bill Hickok and Deadwood Dick, and is the only man in the state of Nebraska who holds the Congressional Medal of Honor. And so it gives me great pleasure to introduce Corporal Heron, who will tell you about that bit of Indian history which won him his coveted decoration. Corporal Heron.
Thank you, Captain Rickenbacker. Back in the 60s, Fort Dodge, Kansas, was a distributing point for supplies along the Santa Fe Trail. We were fighting with the Indians all the time, and my hardest scrap with them took place near Fort Dodge in September 1868. That was 62 years ago, but I remember it as clearly as if it had happened but yesterday. One evening, the commanding officer at Fort Dodge ordered me to choose a comrade and carry dispatches to Fort Larned, 75 miles away. I was a young fellow then, and I felt honored by the assignment. Because such well-known scouts as Wild Bill Hickok, California Joe, and Apache Bill were at the fort and might have been chosen. We could see the Indians signaling with smoke and fire on the hilltops in all directions. And that meant trouble. So I picked Paddy Boyle, a tried and true friend, and a brave man to come along with me.
That sounds like a tough assignment, Corporal.
It was, Captain. But that night, we managed to sneak out of the fort and were well on our way. When up near Little Coon Creek, we heard rifle fire and the blood-curdling yells of the Indians. We swung away from the trail, and there, huddled in a ravine, were four men and a mule team. The crack and flash of rifles around the edge of the ravine showed that the Indians had been in a pocket. We were on an important mission. Our orders were to proceed to Fort Larned with all possible speed, but I just couldn't see those white men massacred. So we spurred our horses and cut through the circle of Indians and joined the little group in the ravine. I sent Boyle, who had the best horse, back to the fort for help. The brave fellow plunged down the ravine, which opened out on the plains, and although it was night, the Indians somehow saw him and went whooping after him. We assumed he had been killed, and we decided to sell our lives at the highest possible cost. The Indians kept rushing us on their horses, hanging on the far side of the mount, so that we had only a leg and an arm to shoot at. Soon we began to suffer casualties. One of our men was tomahawked in a hand-to-hand combat with a husky brave. Bullets and arrows disabled the others, so that two of us had to bear the brunt of the defense. Then our ammunition began to run low. The Indians were making smaller and smaller circles around us, and it looked like the end had arrived. Then, just as they seemed to be preparing for the final rush, a body of horsemen in white appeared. At first, we thought they were Indians in disguise, but they called out in English, and when the leader galloped up, it was Boyle at the head of his squadron from the 7th United States Cavalry.
Why the white uniforms, Corporal Hera?
It wasn't uniforms, Captain. The garrison of the fort had been asleep when Boyle arrived, and they jumped from their bunks and rushed to our rescue in their night shirts and underwear. Strange to say, I came through without a scratch. I didn't count the number of times the wagon was struck, but those who did told me that it was hit 500 times with bullets and arrows, and those arrows were sticking out like quills on a porcupine.
A truly wonderful story, Corporal Hera, and certainly one that fulfills the Medal of Honor provision as being above and beyond the call of duty. But a man who fought the Indians on the plains and also saw action in the Civil War must have some wonderful memories.
You went through the biggest war of all, Captain Rickenbacker, and you won't know how true your words are until you get to be as old as I am. Once back in 66, I came back to Fort Dodge with a party of 9 soldiers who had been sent to rescue 2 girls who were held captive by the Indians. Their name was Box. Their father had been killed, and the mother and other sisters were also missing. They were held in an Indian village way back in the Wichita Mountains, a region where no white man had ever been seen foot. After days of traveling, we found them.
Was there any actual fighting involved, Corporal?
No. We got them back in return for 2 wagon loads of provisions and trinkets. Well, on our return journey, we were expecting an ambush every day, and frankly, I never expected to get back alive. But finally, we did get back, and the Box girls were given the tenderness of care, first by Army surgeons, and later by Mrs. General Custer, who had come to the fort with her famous husband. And through all these years, I have never forgotten the gentleness and kindness of that brave little woman who chose to be at her husband's side whenever she possibly could.
What became of the Box family afterwards, Corporal? Did the mother and other sister escape?
Yes, they were eventually brought safely into the fort, and I have been wondering for 64 years just what did become of them. And tomorrow I may know the answer, for tomorrow I'm going to see if I can't find a dear friend of the old pioneer days, a brave woman whose famous husband made his last stand in the massacre of the Little Bighorn. I refer to Mrs. General Custer, who I understand is still living right here in New York. And now, Captain Rickenbacker, you've been asking me a lot of questions. How about you? You have the Congressional Medal of Honor and a lot of other decorations. What's your story?
Well, Corporal, our time is almost up, so I won't be able to answer that question tonight. But I do want to thank you for this page you have given us out of the most dramatic period in our country's development. It is very much worthwhile for Americans of this generation to pause and consider the hardships of the soldier, the pioneer, and the Indian scouts like yourself, who within a single lifetime have doubled the size of our country through winning of the West.